shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries welcoming you to another one of our first of the month, First Sunday Kingdom Concepts broadcast. We're heard tonight on WWCR, which has changed their frequency to 4.75 megahertz. We're also on their internet link. And WBCQ, 7.415 megahertz. And we also have a link there on from their webpage or from ours. You can go to our webpage at kingidentity.com. And go to our radio page, and you'll not only find the links for the two stations there, but you'll find a link for a player that streams the broadcast live to you. Unfortunately, at the end of last month, I had a drop, WWRB, which would rebroadcast our broadcast. As I mentioned in the last broadcast, we are having financial difficulty. I know we're in hard times, although I think that probably the problem overall is that Yahweh's people are not supporting his work to any true 2C line ministry. So I say that with you people in mind, you know, we'll have to cut wherever we have to cut, or we will expand if the support is there. I do believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, etc., which of course you're all familiar with, that's more than just is Israel people, that's his elect. His elect, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see the gospel of the kingdom, are the ones that Yahweh depends upon to carry forth his word. So I'll just say that as a little reminder tonight. I'd like to welcome Pastor James Wickstrom, my co-host of the broadcast tonight. Welcome, brother.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It sure is nice to be back on to Kingdom Concepts tonight, as we're running out live here at 4.775 megahertz. And, you know, we live in exciting times. A lot of people are scared right now. A lot of people in this country are looking at the present administration in Washington as total socialist, and that's a good thing. They're looking at it like that. And they see terrible things coming in the country. I mean, it was worse before, but now it's just getting so blatant, so absolutely blatant out here of the horrifying conditions in the schools and what they're going to teach in the schools, open homosexuality. There's no real history of the country being taught anymore. And it's like, well, it's like Babylon itself, and it's like the fulfillment of Jeremiah when he said in the end time it would be like the daughter of Babylon. And I believe we're there, Pastor Mike.
I certainly do. Since you brought up history, I have a few passages I'd like to read out of some old books tonight because we're celebrating. I'm not celebrating, but at least tell us to celebrate Black History Month. They don't have a White History Month, but they tell us to celebrate Black History Month. So I want to contribute a little bit to that and give you a little bit of history that's truthful before things were considered politically incorrect. I'm reading first out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, the 9th edition, volume 17. The copyright on that is 1884. There's a section titled The Negro, and it's quite a lengthy section. I want to read a little bit from page 317 and 318. there's a list here of physical attributes, and I won't go through them all, but I want to mention two before I go into some of the other things. One is exceedingly thick cranium, enabling the Negro to butt his head and resist blows that would inevitably break any ordinary European skull. Point 12 was a thick epidermis, cool, soft, velvety to touch, mostly hairless, and emitting a peculiar rancid odor compared by Pruner Bay to that of the buck goat. It goes on, I'm just skipping here different parts. It says, it talks about the younger children being fairly sharp, but when they approach adulthood, it says the intellect seems to become clouded, animation giving place to some sort of lethargy, briskness yielding to indolence. We must necessarily suppose that the development of the Negro and the white proceeds along different lines. Well, let me read a little bit more in that section there. While the latter, the volume of the brain grows with the expansion of the brain pan, in the former, the growth of the brain is on a contrary arrested by premature closing of the cranial structure and the latter pressure on the frontal lobe. Now, we find this in the animals. The animals develop quickly, as the young Negro children do here, but the cranium closes quicker on them, and that's why they develop quickly, whereas in the white race, ours stays open for further development of the prefrontal lobe. It says, it talks about a fixed heredity. It follows that any attempt to suddenly transform the Negro mind by foreign culture must be, as is proved to be, a futile attempt. And I'll go on here to another section. It's really good if anybody can get a copy of an encyclopedia like this.
What encyclopedia is that again, Pastor Mike?
It's the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I see.
They don't put that in the modern Encyclopedia Britannica, 9th edition.
Well, no, we can't have any truth being put anywhere today.
No, it says, it is correct to say that the Negro, it is more correct to say that the Negro is non-moral than immoral. And well, it goes on from there and talks about their history and so on. I'm just skipping around here a little bit because it is a lengthy article. It says on page 318 here, no full-blooded Negro has ever been distinguished as a man of science, a poet, or an artist. And the fundamental equality claimed for him by ignorant philanthropists is belied by the whole history of the race throughout the historic period. So what I want to show tonight is we're being told lies about these Negroes and their history and so on. And it is considered politically incorrect to say this, but truth is truth. I have another book here. This is called The Library of American History. It would have been a school book. I've got volume 2 here. I've got the whole set, but I'm reading from volume 2. It was copyright, has several copyrights from 1895 through 1918. And I just want to briefly touch on this one before I go to the passage I want to read. I saw with my own eyes a modern so-called history book say that the Boston Massacre was led by a black and he was the hero leading all the whites. That's what the modern ones say. Which, you know,
it's an outward lie.
Right. This book on page 132 says that Crispus Attucks, a muscular Nantucket Indian sailor, it goes on to describe, it says that he was basically an agitator. It said that the British captain and troops were showing restraint, and he went in and attacked them and tried to agitate some of his friends. And it goes on and tells you a little bit about how the Boston Massacre occurred there. So it's completely changing history.
Well, doesn't it say in the scriptures that in the end time, they will tell A lie will, they will tell you that a lie is the truth and that the truth is a lie.
That's right.
Just the opposite of what is to be.
Yeah. George Orwell kind of brought that out in his book on 1984, too.
You know, there's another excellent book out there. If you go into maybe a Google search on your computer, into Amazon or wherever, it's called The Bell Curve, Pastor Mike.
Right.
And The Bell Curve is an extremely scientific book of many pages, 250 or more pages. And it proves unequivocally that there is no way that the black race will ever attain the mental, the moral, the social, the educational level of the European people.
The physical aspects are the least difference. There's the mental and the spiritual, especially, are the biggest differences, and they're never going to change. You don't change a person by calling them equal. It doesn't make it so.
You know, we were also told not to put strangers who were not of us over us.
That's right.
And we've got all kinds of strangers over us as a people. Our European descendants created this great nation, a great republic. It was turned into a democracy during the early communist era of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his communist wife, into a democracy, destroyed states' rights. The states created the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia did not create the states. And it's very interesting. Now the ancestors of those who created this great nation are now subject to have strangers or aliens not of their race ruling over them. There's no way that these Jews and blacks and Orientals, they cannot attain to the European thought of engineering and culture and art and music and things like that. And we've gone away. We have not obeyed the law of God. This is why America suffers today.
That's right. But I would like to be fair tonight. I have only found one Negro hero of the American Revolution, and I think it's in this history book on page 211 through 213, I believe. It's a relatively short passage. And I'd like to read it and read about this hero who was black during the American Revolution. It concerns the what's says here is the daring capture of General Prescott. It was General Prescott, it will be remembered, who put Ethan Allen in irons and sent him to England to be tried for treason. This officer made his headquarters in the house of a Quaker a few miles from Newport, Rhode Island, near the shores of Narragansett, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, Bay. Lieutenant Colonel Barton of Providence, with several picked men, crossed the bay from Warwick Point in four small boats, passing stealthily among the British vessels without discovery, and made his way to the farmhouse where Prescott was staying. The night was dark, and while most of the men stayed behind at a safe distance, the colonel, with several companions, including a burly Negro, silently approached the house. A sentinel was seen at the gate, but he did not suspect danger, and was seized before he could sound the alarm. Colonel Barton took the musket from his hands and told him if he made any noise, he would instantly be killed. Then they softly entered the dwelling, and it was quite late, and the only person about was the Quaker, who sat on his chair reading. He calmly surveyed the visitors as they gently pushed open the door, and showed no sign of alarm at the visit. "Where's General Prescott?" asked Colonel Barton in a whisper. The friend pointed upward without speaking. Barton nodded his head, and passing into the hall, cautiously ascended the stairs, with the Negro behind him. The door of Prescott's room was locked, and Barton stood for a moment in some perplexity. "How shall we get that open?" he asked in an undertone, without alarming him. "Does you want that door open quick?" whispered the grinning African. "I do if it can be done. Watch me." Stepping back a pace, the Negro bent his head and with one powerful thrust drove the door inward. Prescott leaped from his bed, startled at the shock, only to find himself confronted by Colonel Barton with a sword, who announced that he was his prisoner. And so that's my little contribution.
So he knocked the door down with his head.
Yeah, there's an illustration here that you might call that using his head.
Yeah.
Negro using his head. And it shows an illustration of him thrusting through the door with his head. So that earlier passage I read from the Encyclopedia Britannica about their thick cranium kind of goes along there. So
well,
anyway,
you know, it's very interesting that the United States, created by the European peoples, bless their souls, and here we are in February 7 of 2010, having a Black History Month in all February of this year. There is no White History Month in any school or anything on the calendar. There's no White History Month. In fact, there's no White Native American Month. For the Asians that were brought here as boat people from South Vietnam, there's no Asian Month. And to come to think of it, there's not even a Mexican Month. But there's a black Education Month. Now, as I've stated over shortwave on Kingdom Concepts, there's over 100 black colleges and universities in America that are totally black. You can go into a Google search or into the educational sectors, and you're going to find this to be true. But where's the white universities and the white colleges? There's advertisements on TV, give to the United Negro Fund, College Fund. Well, where is give to the United White College Fund? You see the prejudice that is taking place. It is ad nauseum in America. It is ad nauseum, and the stench goes as high as you can imagine, Pastor Mike.
Yeah, they'd have a fit if we had white colleges, or even they have a Black Miss America contest. You know, if they had a white Miss America contest.
Well, they had a black win the Miss America contest, which involved diversity. But the blacks also have their Miss Black America pageant. But there is no white Miss America with just white women, or there is no white Oriental Miss America or Native American. You see, here we go again. And the reason I'm bringing this up is to the vast disrespect and reverse discrimination in America. And this is why our social structure has been damaged so immensely. And it's been damaged by those who control the national news media. The majority of them are anti-Christ Jews. And political Jews and lackeys in Washington, D.C. of a socialist Marxist mind thought, Pastor Mike.
That's right. Showed it in their movies, their TV shows. Long before we ever got a black president, they were showing black presidents in their media. And the same thing with the black heroes, supposedly, and the terrible white southern sheriffs and so on like that. You know, it's just a brainwashing technique. I see we have a caller on line two, Alan in Michigan. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Pastor Wister, please.
Yes, Alan. How are you tonight?
Okay. I accidentally run across a website on the internet, and they said that it was within a short time they would be having about 2 years worth of your speeches on the internet, and I didn't get what the website was. Do you know what it is?
No. You mean my live speeches?
Yeah, I know. I guess you had archives of your past speeches over the last 2 years. And
I'm sorry. I myself don't have an archive up there like that, Alan. It must be another individual who has done that.
Well, I thought they would have to get your permission to do that.
Well, most of my broadcasts are right.
Well, is there anywhere where do you have any of the old Hal Turner things where you were talking to Hal Turner? Any archives of that? Do you know where I can get them?
No, everything was recorded through his computer and recording system.
Well, as far as the black people are responsible for two of the greatest inventions in all of history. Do you realize that?
Yeah, welfare and what?
Well, first of all, they invented razors, and the other thing is they invented rhythm.
Yes, I have to agree with you, Pastor Mike. I think he's right on hitting it on the head.
Speaking of blacks, I'd like to comment on since our last broadcast on the earthquake down in Haiti.
Yes,
you know that nation was a nation of black voodooists. It was formerly a very rich French nation.
Slave trading.
I think it was called the Pearl of the Caribbean or something like that.
Oh yeah, richest place on earth at one time as far as land property prices.
And the biggest cocaine distribution in the Caribbean.
And they, like I said, they practice voodoo. Even those who call themselves Christian, it's a mixture of basically Catholicism and voodoo. And we're told in the Bible about earthquakes in diverse places in the last days. We're told about that in Matthew 24:7, Mark 13:8, Luke 21:11. But I'd like to bring out another point. The dragon, of course, Satan. It talks about how he, I'm reading from Revelation 12:13 through 17, how he persecuted the woman that was going to bring forth the man-child, or brought forth the man-child, and that the woman fled into the wilderness. Well, wilderness is the North American continent. Then we're told in verse 15 that the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood. Water there are your other races flooding the woman.
Yeah.
And then verse 16 says, and this is the key, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. When we see these disasters, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, and so on, they're in the populations of the heathen that are flooding this country, and it's part of the plan of Yahweh. I know that sounds hard to some people, but it's part of the plan of Yahweh to protect the woman by the earth helping the woman through earthquakes and other means.
Well, doesn't it state explicitly that they would come in as a flood overflowing the banks against his people? Well, what nation other than America are the heathen and the pagans and the alien strangers flowing in for a spoil or a plunder of welfare or whatever, where they're overflowing the banks? It's just no one even wants to talk about this anymore, about the invasion that is still coming across the southwest border of this nation and bringing havoc and crime and drugs right into our society. I mean, it's a total disgrace for the silence.
Right, Ed. Verse 17 says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. And that's exactly what's happening to us. And it's not just our alien government that's doing this. It's the churches. Look at those so-called white Christians that went down to Haiti to bring back little black pickaninnies.
Well, look at who gave most of the money to the Haitians. It was the white race in America. Why didn't they pool themselves together and go to these tent cities and people in this country under bridges and everything? And why didn't the churches open their doors as a haven for heat and refuge for these poor souls? Why didn't the people attending them churches and their congregations take a collection for some food for these people who come across hard times? These churches teach they're to be our brother's keeper. But you see, they're very hypocritical. It reminds me of the people who go to church, and after church, they go out to get a bite to eat. And I've seen this by the thousands. They'll go into a restaurant, and they'll be very giddish. They'll come out, and they'll have their weekly fix coming out of church, getting their vapor-locked mind fix. And they'll go and sit down, and they won't even ask a blessing over their food or anything. They'll just light right into it like the hungriest animal in the forest. Now, you want to talk about hypocrisy at its best. I see it over and over, and so does everyone who's listening to this broadcast tonight.
Well, the ones who are listening to the broadcast are the elect remnant. the masses of our people today were watching their favorite black team versus the other person's favorite black team. Supposedly over half of the nation watching a football game, their athletic heroes today. Our people have their priorities wrong.
And why weren't the collection of money and food, why isn't it for the needy in the United States of America? Haiti is not our territory. In fact, it was the territory of the French. Let them take care of themselves. The black brothers like to say and brag about how they take care of their black brothers. Do you know there was not one nation on the continent of Africa, not one African nation sent anything but their condolences to Haiti to take care of their own black people? But it was white rescue workers, white doctors and nurses, white people airlifting in water and food. Why wasn't this food distributed to the hungry in our cities? But I want to remind people again, why aren't the churches opening their doors for people to have a little refuge of warmth this winter and make a collection like they've been making for Haitians? Why don't they make their collections for the hungry who and the put out down in the homeless shelters of this country? It is a total embarrassment, is what it is. And if these people in this country think that Christ is going to bless them abundantly, they're in for a real big surprise, because the Father said, your name can be written in the book of life and it can be erased from the book of life. Pastor Mike.
Part of the problem is, well, of course, the people don't care about our own race, but it's these Judeo-Christian churches and they're money-grubbing churches that go out, and it's basically sell an orphan. It happened even among the kosher conservative churches, especially with the Koreans. But they bring those little alien races over here and adopt them out and make a profit off of them and mongrelize our race out at the same time.
I see there was a bunch of Baptist people who went down there and tried to kidnap a bunch of children and over the flimsy excuse that they wanted to take care of them, but When all the smoking mirrors and everything else was taken away, they were down there to exploit the children, to kidnap them and bring them back.
That's right.
In children's
slave
trade.
Hopefully they'll get a severe punishment for it. The Bible says in Exodus 21:16 and Deuteronomy 24:7 that kidnapping is a capital offense. Now, I'm not certain that that applies to pickaninnies, but at least they should get up to 40 lashes with a bullwhip for even thinking of bringing in and destroying our race by bringing aliens into this country. That's the worst form of genocide, is to let them live among you and then eventually intermarry with you.
Yeah, the miscegenation of the blood.
Right. I see we're at the bottom of the hour. Let's give some contact information. Do you want to start?
Is Alan still on?
No, Alan dropped off a minute ago.
Well, we want to thank him for calling in tonight.
And let me, while we're talking about calling, let me repeat our toll-free number once again, and we'd invite anybody to join the broadcast tonight. It's 877-924-7722. That's 877-924-7722. We have our different lines open at the moment, and if you'd like to participate in the program, we'd invite you to call. Brother Wickstrom, you want to give your
address? Yes, my address. My name is Pastor James Wickstrom, W-I-C-K-S-T-R-O-M, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, L-I-N-W-O-O-D, Michigan, 48634. My email is jamespwickstrom@yahoo.com. And my computer site is www.jameswickstrom.com. I have a 4-DVD special right now, which is proving that people who have gotten it are very excited, entitled The Dashkin Stone, Ancient Cuneiform, The Ancients to Now, and Paleococcosoid, The Second Wave, which proves unequivocally be with proven scientific evidence that there was a white race prior to Adam on this earth. All 4 DVDs are yours for $20. I pay first-class mail and packaging. Again, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, L-I-N-W-O-O-D, Michigan, 48634.
And our address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. You can visit our internet site by going to www.kingidentity.com. That's www.kingidentity.com. You can call our answering service at 870-741-1119 and make a packet by leaving your name and address. You can also, on the homepage of our website, there's a place at the bottom where you can enter information for an information packet, or you can browse through and find a variety of books, tapes, videos, Bible Correspondence Course, the American Institute of Theology Bible Correspondence Course, which has been in existence since 1965 and gives a thorough understanding of this kingdom message. I might mention tonight, since we're in, like I said, so-called Black History Month, that we do have a book we published called The Negro in the World Crisis. It goes into the background of the Negro, not only biblically, they're the living creature, what we call beast of the field in the King James Version, but it also gives a lot of historical evidence. It's over a 100-page book, and we only ask $6 for it. So it's something that you may be interested in getting, because the Judeo-Christian churches, and even the Judeo-identity churches, which I don't usually get on, but they're compromising the truth, and they're not telling you everything about the race problem. They're trying to teach the kingdom message without race, and it's an impossibility. Pastor Wickstrom and myself teach a no-compromise, traditional kingdom identity message that doesn't compromise the truth. I see we have a caller on line two, Bill from Nevada. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. I did read something a few days ago from a gentleman in Tanzania who was very good to criticize his own people for not assisting their brethren in Haiti. And one comment on the article was that I think South Africa did send some rescue workers, but of course they were white.
Yes, of course.
It doesn't take it away from what you said, Mr. Wickstrom. I mean, that's, the facts are there that it's the Israeli nations that have supported and will lift up Haiti. It won't be done by the black people.
And yet, a lot of those nations despise and talk very backward and very, very bad against white people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a hypocrisy, like you said. And I think, you know, as bad as things get, it's good in the sense that it wakes people up, or those, hopefully people start waking up that, you know, you point out the hypocrisy of the churches, you know, the lies that are being told in the churches. It's just waking up people that, hopefully when they're in their economic, downturn, they start looking for answers rather than, you know, enjoying their wealth. So,
you know, that's absolutely right. I think what has happened because of the control of the news media by the Antichrist Jews who own the majority of the national news media outlets, what we have here is we have had a white bashing situation for at least 50 to 55 years in America, that the white people are just monsters. And it's taken place day after day after day in the news, in newspapers, even infiltrated 30 years ago into the colleges and universities, to where white people no longer know they're white. I mean, they've been so knocked down racially, on a racial plane, that they're so full of alleged guilt ridden that this is the atrocity that has come upon the people.
Right. One quick other question, I'll let you go, is could you address those who criticize Christian identity by saying that the certain verses are spiritualized or racialized when they shouldn't be? And it's kind of a broad question, kind of a maybe hard to answer, but you just give a quick...
Well, the 66 books that we have, that's called the Bible, and the reason it's called the Bible is because the Roman Catholic Church called it the Bible. Prior to that, it was called the books, plural, because of many different authors or writers of the individual books themselves. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 states that this is the book of the generations of Adam, or this is the book of the Genea through Aramaic. This is the book of the race of Adam, Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. The 66 books are written about a people, a very special people, a peculiar people, to be above all other peoples of the earth, the true Israelites and Hebrews of old. I'm not saying Jews. Today's Jews are not the Israelites and Hebrews. This was identified and brought forth by Dr. Sands, a Jew at Tel Aviv University, approximately, a year to a year and a half ago, with some of his colleagues, who not only admitted the Jews do not even belong in Palestine or the land of Canaan, they have no right to it, but they are also not the Israelites or the Hebrews. And thus, this is where the white Europeans come in, that we are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob, who was surnamed Israel. The white people are, i.e., Yahweh God's true God's chosen people. And the 66 books, the Old Testament is about our race. The New Testament is to our race. It has nothing to do with religion. The 66 books have, Pastor Mike, the 66 books have nothing to do with religion.
That's right. And religion is the counterfeit that the churches teach. And I might point out, Bill mentioned those who criticize. Those who criticize out there in the Judeo-Christian churches, they use generalizations and they don't actually go to the support that we offer. Of all faiths, we have to support what we say more than the others. And we do have plenty of support in videos, in books, in tapes, and other information that supports this concept. Not to mention the Bible itself, which certainly does, as Pastor Wickstrom just pointed out. That's the way they speak in generalities. And when they go to their own churches, what they mostly get is these soothing syrup sermons that kind of make them feel good and entertain them. Whereas what we're teaching is strong meat, and strong meat is the word taught in the full truth. And at best, they're just on pablum. On milk.
Well, it was told, we were commanded, we weren't asked, we were commanded that in the very end times, you will no longer feed them milk, you will give them meat. And this is what Kingdom Concepts is about, and this is what my studies are about, and my lectures that are available. It is the meat that the people need today that they're starving for, and that meat is the unequivocal truth of what is really taking place, not this jitterbug lies coming off the control, national Jew-controlled media in America.
We're told in the end days there'd be a famine of the word. Our people are starving for truth. A lot of them are coming out of the churches. They can see through it. And unfortunately, they turn to Eastern religions or atheism or just turn away to materialism. But a lot of them do come out of the churches and want to continue to hear the church. And that's our job, is to reach those people. It's also the job of you listeners out there to tell it, as Pastor Swift used to say, because this is the only way they're ever going to hear. And we can't say, you know, a total study on an hour-long live broadcast.
Of course.
But we do have the documented studies, like I said, videos, tapes, books and stuff that goes and nails it down, where there's absolutely no doubt that the white Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, and Kindred people are both historically and biblically the people of Israel, Yahweh's chosen race, and I might point out Yahweh's sons, Yahweh's offspring in the earth. some of the Judeo identity churches don't even understand that.
We are the covenant people. We have the covenant that was given and handed down from Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant, to Isaac and to Jacob, who Yahweh changed his name to Israel and to his offspring. We are the offspring, nations and people. We are the lost sheep of the house of Jacob, Israel. The Jews have never, ever been Israel. Israel has never been a land. It's a people. Our ancestors who went into the Assyrian captivity were called Jutes, J-U-T-E-S, never Jews. So this is what we're talking about. Alan, Bill, are you still with us?
Yeah, I agree. And one other quick point is that you, Brother Mike, showed a good book on the Negro. Did you mention earlier?
Yes, the Negro and the World Crisis.
Yeah, that's a good book to get anyone listening. So I'll sign off. God bless.
You may want to go to my website, www.jameswextrom.com. I have an educational page there you can click on, and it'll take you to my DVD lectures.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening, Bill. Well, that was a very nice phone call, Pastor Mike.
Yeah, it is. I always enjoy talking to the brethren. Let me invite those listening to call tonight and participate in the broadcast. The number is toll-free, 877-924-7722. I'll repeat that, 877-924-7722. Another point I'd like to make is that our people pre-existed in the heavens with Yahweh before they ever took on a body here in the earth. We are, like I said, the offsprings of Yahweh God. That's what makes us different. For body, soul, and spirit, our spirit pre-existed in the heavens, and the other races, at best, can know him as creator. But we are the only ones that will ever know him as Father when we get our spirit right with him.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. So you see, what we have here is we have a lack of communications of truth. You know, as you said earlier, there would be a famine in the land. There would be no truth in the land. Hosea chapter 5, I believe it says, it's Hosea 5 or 4 or 5, that there's lying and stealing and killing and blood touching blood, miscegenation or race mixing, but there is no truth of Yahweh and his laws in the land. And it is so evident today, Pastor Mike, that it is so repulsive.
And it's up to us. I'd like to once again say it's up to you, the small remnant, those who have been called out from among them to be separate that can see this. It's not the blacks, the Orientals, and the other races that are going to bring about this nation restoration to follow Yahweh's laws. It's not the Judeo-Christian churches. It's only that small remnant, and it's only that small remnant when they turn to Yahweh God and dedicate their lives to him. And as I said earlier, 2 Chronicles 7:14, you are my people, the ones that many of you will be supernaturally empowered. We can't do this in the physical without his blessings and his empowerment.
That's right.
Thousands will fall at our side. That's supernatural. That's not in the natural.
That is exactly right. Yes, you are. You're exactly right. We want to thank the people listening tonight on shortwave, on WWCR shortwave, 4.775, to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Pastor James Wickstrom. I am the co-host with Pastor Mike tonight, Pastor Mike Hallamore, and we're coming to you with the truth. You see, everyone's heart should be heavy right now. Instead of going to the Super Bowl today, the people should have been in solemn prayer, prayer for their nation, prayer for the people, praying that the truth will come out to stop these terrible home foreclosures, the taking away of our industrial jobs and giving them to communist countries, the gutting out of America. And that's what it comes down to. They're gutting America out just like you gut a deer after you shoot it in deer season. We're being gutted out morally and socially, spiritually, industrially, agriculturally. And the people are more in tune to the Super Bowl and to their sports than even their own livelihood and their survival, Pastor Mike.
This is what the protocol said. We talk about the Jewish-run media, which they certainly have, but they laid out their protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and the concepts even before that well over 100 years, hundreds of years ago. This is a satanic conspiracy. But they said, get the people's minds on sports. Get it their mind on sex. Get it on everything except Yahweh. And while our minds, the minds of our people, are on something besides his kingdom, which is the only purpose we were put down here for, is to bring in his righteous rule on the earth, then they come in and they control us. So the sporting event is part of it. I see we have another caller, Ray, and from Minnesota. Welcome to Kingdom Concepts.
Yes, I'm calling from Climax, Minnesota. That's about 125 miles south of the Canadian border, but it's kind of interesting. You see, Climax is 30 miles south of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Okay.
And Grand Forks is one of the three cities in the United States that has been designated an import immigration point for immigrants, and they're coming from Somalia and other African countries.
Oh yes,
and they're coming
the
in here.
The highly skilled ones, right, Ray?
No.
I'm saying that in jest.
Okay. They have nothing to offer us but disease and parasites and crime. And it's kind of interesting. Last Monday, I was up to the Grand Forks City Council, and I told them I don't want them bringing those people into this country. They've got nothing, as far as I'm concerned, to offer us except, like I said, crime, parasites, and diseases.
And what did the Marxist comrade say on the council?
Well, one of the Jewish guys spoke up. His name is Gershman. He owns a liquor shop here in Grand Forks, and he called me racist.
Uh-huh.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm expressing an opinion. Now, and as an American citizen, I have a right to do that. I told him, I don't want you bringing those people into this country. And you know, I mean, it's just like there's something wrong with me.
They like to try and turn the tables?
Yeah, I mean, I'm white. I support the white race.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that our ancestors who came here were called immigrants. The whites from Europe were called immigrants who brought a talent with them, who brought a trade and a life source.
Yes.
What these people are aliens, not immigrants.
That's true. That's true.
And Minnesota's traditionally been one of the whitest states in this country that settled by Scandinavians,
but it's,
you know,
fast
the
turning
Nordic type.
Yeah, it's fast turning non-white, because there was an article in the paper here the other day about these Somalians that killed those three shopkeepers.
I remember.
You know, in Minneapolis, and what the paper reported was that there's 80,000. There's a community of 80,000 Somalians now in the Minneapolis area, and the reporter reported that the Minnesotan citizens were boasting about that fact. And so I called the reporter, and he claimed he didn't write it. Somebody else put those words in there, and he hung up the phone on me. You know, I mean, they won't, like you say, the news media will not print anything in there about if a citizen, especially a white citizen, says something that contradicts what they're claiming. They just are absolutely against us.
That's correct.
And that's too bad. And like that Jewish guy said, he started to say, you know, we're all descendants of immigrants. And I said, yes, but I said, our immigrant forefathers had something to offer this country. They brought something with them. They were carpenters. They were cement men. They could make clothes. There isn't anything they couldn't do. They could
and
build.
They came from Europe.
Yes.
They didn't come from the heathen and the pagans and the witch doctors and the voodoo people.
No. I tell you what, they built this country. My forefathers built this country. I maybe didn't add a lot to it, but my forefathers built it, and they made it what it was. And now, for some reason or another, we're despised. I think that's disgusting. But anyway, I want to get that info packet from you, if I could. But maybe I should call back and get your the person who answers the phone.
Well, have you got a pen handy?
I got it right here.
989-697-3028. You can call after the program.
I'll call that number, and then I'll ask for that packet.
Information packet by calling 870-741-1119. You'll get an operator there. I'm not certain how late they stay up, but you might call in the morning sometime.
I'll do that.
Ray, what's
your
experience?
Are you only on one night a week? Is that it?
Well, we're on only Sunday nights, the first Sunday of each month, live. But we do have a pre-recorded broadcast the subsequent Sundays of the month, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, if there is a 5th. And I try to put a great deal of care into bringing forth sermons that are excellent quality. Some of them never been heard on the air before by such people as Dr. Wesley Swift, a great preacher, Pastor Bertrand Compgray, a great teacher. As a matter of fact, I got a letter this past week from a person who said he could never see this truth before, and he heard our sermon last week by Pastor Compray, and he said he listened to it on our archives page over 10 times, and it changed his way of thinking. He said, you people are right. So you can always go to our archive page, go to kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and then you'll see a link to our archive page, and you can re-listen to any of the Kingdom Concepts broadcasts, or you can listen to our other broadcasts, and of course, they're broadcast live over the air over WWCR and WBCQ. And they're also available, any broadcast on CD, we have those. So we have a wide variety of material that's available to you, and the information packet will help explain that.
Okay. Well, hey, it's good to listen to you. It's good to hear you. Well, great for a change.
Thank you very much, and we want to thank you for calling, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Another nice call.
Yes, a very, very intelligent fellow.
I'd like to point out, he mentioned racism. They use racist a lot of times to say somebody who hates the other races. Well, we don't hate the races that Yahweh made. They're loved by him in their proper place.
Except for one.
Yeah, he didn't make that one.
No, and he cursed them in John 8:44 and 8:47.
Yeah, those were the children of Satan.
Yeah, the children of purgatory. Not purgatory, but the paragonal children of evil.
Yes. But the dictionary definition of racism, and I'm quoting here, is a belief that human races have distinctive makeups to determine their respective cultures. And I believe in that definition with all my heart. It not only determines, the race does not only determines respective cultures, but it determines everything else. It determines the achievements that we've had. It determines our own makeup as far as not only physical, but mental and spiritual.
Yes, we have 3 minutes to the hour, Pastor Mike.
Okay, you want to give some more contact information?
Yes, my name is Pastor James Wickstrom, Wickstrom, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Linwood, Michigan, 48634. My email is jamesp.wickstrom@yahoo.com. My website is www.jameswickstrom.com. My phone number is 989-697-3028.
And our information is coming up. We're just about out of time. Thank you for listening.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you were fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time. Send to Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA, or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingdomidentity.com. Type www.kingidenity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to the Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.